For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. While soldiers were overseas in combat during World War I, back home the battle was for a better life for America's black citizens. At a recent symposium at Lander University examining the war, historian Janet Hudson said African Americans chafed under segregation, which kept them down socially and politically. Black leaders saw the war as an opportunity to earn their true rights, so they raised money, cooperated with white leaders, volunteered to fight, and more.
They work tremendously hard in every possible way to demonstrate that they were loyal, to demonstrate their patriotism, to demonstrate their cooperation and support for the war, so that they could make the argument, we're entitled to full citizenship because we have done this.
This paid off when the movie Birth of a Nation was released. It depicted blacks negatively and cast the Ku Klux Klan as heroic. Black leaders did not want this film shown in South Carolina's capital.
They went to the white leadership and said, look, we've cooperated in every possible way. We've done this, we've done that, we've raised money, and this is going to undermine all of that. They meet with city council, and since the theater was privately owned, the city couldn't tell the theater owner not to show it, but as the city council, they asked him not to show it, and he agreed. So tying it in with what they had done for the war, they were able to stop The Birth of a Nation from showing in Columbia during the war.
Historian Dr. Catherine Silva said the NAACP also was sending out workers to advocate for equal rights.
They are advocating for both black men and black women to go into communities and talk about the importance of voting, about the importance of suffrage, the importance of civil rights. So the NAACP becomes this important interracial organization that really pushes the idea of democracy and political action.
Meanwhile, said Hudson, even though black soldiers were distinguishing themselves on the battlefield, white South Carolinians were less than thrilled about it.
There were more black soldiers than white soldiers because it's a black majority state. The big thing there was, were they going to be combat soldiers? Short circuit to the answer, 10%. They performed admirably. They fight with the French, and they were decorated by the French. And they come back with just unbelievable accolades. And that really strikes terror in the hearts of whites when they return.
Because whites were a minority in South Carolina during the war, they didn't want black heroes coming back and gaining greater rights for fear they'd lose the control that Jim Crow laws had given them, said Silva.
So in 1919-1920, you see black men in particular who are coming back as soldiers really targeted because they're displaying their patriotism. Wearing the uniforms. So just by wearing a uniform, you could be lynched. So it becomes really dangerous for African Americans when they return home.
And because they could no longer tolerate second-class citizenship since they had tasted freedom and respect in Europe, Southern blacks began a mass migration to greater opportunities in the North.
Black men have now had opportunities to move outside of Jim Crow and see themselves as advocates and agents in their own lives. And they did feel this way, but now they're young men who've come back. Remember, they're usually 20 years old, and young people really are harder to control than, say, somebody who's older. So these very young men are saying no, and they're leaving.
Hudson said it's easy to think that the war didn't change things for African Americans, but both scholars agreed that the civil rights movement that grew up in the 1940s and 50s actually had its roots in the World War I years. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.